As a leader, tough times don't last. Tough people do, and that's why resilience is the key to leadership success. Hello, this is the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. Leaders, especially up-and-coming leaders, are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to lead because of a fear of failure. Well, not on my watch. I'm your host, David Guerra, and I am here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. In this episode, I talk about resilience being the key to leadership success. See, resilience, or being resilient, is defined as the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Toughness, being tough. The ability or of a substance or an object to spring back into shape, the elasticity. And an individual, got to spring back, got to get back into it right away, especially from a tough time, difficult times. Why? Because life is hard. And it's how you react and respond to what happens to you that is your resilience. See, folks, especially young ones, while you have encountered difficulties as you've grown up, but I promise you this, you've only dealt with the tip of the iceberg. Life is going to, it just started with you. Life has just started with you. And what I mean by this is, like, there's more to come. You have so many more challenges, tasks, difficult, not so difficult. They're all ahead in your tough, rough, whatever. It's ahead. It's coming. It's coming in your life. And trust me, you're just getting started. So how do you become resilient? How do you have and display resilience? Well, being resilient does not mean that a person will not experience difficulty or distress. No. What it does mean is that people who have suffered major adversity, difficult times, or trauma in their lives commonly experience emotional pain and stress. We get that. That's life. There you go. Especially the big stuff. You know, we lose a loved one, or something doesn't go as we planned, and it's the first time that's ever happened. That's pretty big. But then in the grand scheme of things, you know, we start seeing that it gets worse, but it also gets better. So in fact, the road to resilience is likely to involve, a considerable amount of emotional stress, in some cases, physical stress. This is otherwise known as the hard times or the rough patches, the difficult times. And let's put it this way. It's like driving a car. Okay. Well, people know how to drive a car, but do you know how to drive a car on ice? And sure, there's going to be people that say, oh yeah, I can drive a car on ice. That's no big deal. You just, you know, take it easy. You just drive on ice. Yet when it comes to, when the time comes to walk that talk, see, most people end up in a ditch because they've never actually driven one. See, unless you've driven on an ice, then and only then can you truly say you know how to drive on the ice, or not know how to drive on an ice, but you've actually experienced it. And sure, there are going to be some people say, oh, well, you don't understand. But yes, I do. Everything's different. Everyone's different. See, basically what I'm saying is that if you have not yet experienced the extreme sadness, the extreme anger, the extreme grief, and the extreme disbelief that comes with the hard times, with the difficulties, then you have not, you've not had a proper opportunity to learn how to be resilient. How do you learn from that? Well, you take it. You learn from that experience, and that's what shapes you. See, of course, everyone is different, and some experience those difficulties at various times in their lives. And luckily, and I say luckily because some of them learn it early and others learn it late, and both are lucky because one got it out of the way early and others got to live a little bit before they experienced those harsh difficulties, those harsh realities that life is. See, it all that matters is what you do with that experience, whether you get it at an early age or later in life. What you do with it is up to you. So what I'm getting at here is you should know and understand that resilience is not a personality trait that someone possesses. You know, it's kind of like they say, oh, well, he's always had this, or she's always had that. She's always been very outgoing. He's always been this. That's fine. But a personality trait, this is not. Resilience is not. This is something that grows from within you. This is something that has become you based on your experience, your life experiences. See, those people that have resilience, They possess it because life paid them a visit early in life and probably more often than normal for others. So you see what I'm saying? So if you're trying to compare one person to another, don't. Because again, this is one of those situations that involves the individual, the uniqueness, the differences, and all of that makes them who they are. So again, early or later, know that resilience directly involves your behavior, thought, and actions. So all that means is that anybody can learn and develop how to be resilient, how to be resilient, how to show resiliency. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything else. It means it's a learned and it's a developed response. Now, all this takes practice. All this takes time and a lot of time. It takes years. It's not something you can just go and learn over the summer. No, it takes years. This takes focusing on how you react and being proactive with what you want to come out of these difficult experiences. Now, of course, some people will want to help you, and that's fine. Let them. They're probably going through the same thing you are at that time. Say it's a loss of a loved one. But you need to understand, and they need to understand, and sometimes they don't understand, that they may be going through the same difficulty, yet how they deal with it is going to be different than you deal with it and how you're dealing with it. And remember, experiences vary. Just because one person handles it one way does not mean you're expected to handle it the same way. You are your own individual. You are your own individual, a unique individual. And if it's someone who pushes you into say, no, this is how I dealt with it, you're going to deal with it the same way, it's someone who's not looking out for your better interest. And as I said, you know, let them. You be kind to them. Let them be kind to you if that's what they want to do. But it's going to take time nonetheless. It's going to take time because you have your own rate of healing, you have your own process to heal. And yeah, you might be a kid, you might be an adult, you might be whatever. Everybody's different, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And sadly, you know, it usually comes from those closest to us, those that are older and supposed to be more experienced and more knowledgeable, but yet they don't have that relationship skill going just yet. They are still dealing with that themselves. So don't be offended if they start taking that ground, that high ground. Well, I'm the adult. I know better than you, because you know what? They don't know better than you when it comes to how you're dealing with your stresses, how you're dealing with the difficult times. All that they can be there is just to lend an ear. That's truly all they need to do is lend an ear. And they can say, well, you know, this is how I did it. It might not work for you, but there are options out there. There's different ways. It might be something you never thought of. So again, just remember that experiences vary, the process is going to vary, the outcome is going to vary, and it's going to take time no matter what. So just want to leave you with this. Here are a few key points I want you to remember when going through difficulties and turning those experiences into resilience. Number one is always remember and never forget change. Change is happening. Change has happened in the past, and it will most certainly change. Change will happen again. It'll be good. It'll be bad. It'll be quick. It'll be long lasting, whatever it is. Like it or not, change is coming. Change is here to stay. Change is what's driving your resilience, because you have to be adaptive. You have to stay ready to go and roll with the punches, to go with the flow. Change is not stopping because you don't like it. Change is not stopping because of who you think you are. Change never has. Change never cared. And change never will. So understand it. It's happening. It's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. It's all about how you deal with it. Number two, it's all about perspective as well. Keeping it all in perspective. You know how you feel. And you know that things will pass. It's going to pass. They're going to come to an end. But when will it pass? Well, again, that's a different story. But just know it's going to pass. And understand that when it does eventually pass, it's going to be a great, great opportunity to learn and grow. But while it's happening and you want to know when it's going to end, well, there is no definitive answer. Especially when you're knee deep in it and you feel it's never going to end. It does end. It really, truly does end. Trust me, I've gone through stuff, but that's me. It ended for me, And there's going to be new stuff that I'm going to have to go through. And guess what? You're going to go through stuff too, and it's going to end just so something else can come back up. So know that if you feel overwhelmed by what's all happening all around you, again, remind yourself that this is, well, what is happening to you is not the definitive course for the rest of your life, meaning this is not the way your rest of your life is going to be. No, you get to decide what course you get to take. You get to chart your own course. You're the captain of your own ship. Now, I understand some individuals might be under 18, still live at home. Of course, they have their parents' rules they have to follow. But when they become an adult and they're out there on their own, guess what? It's all on you. And you decide what you want to do and how you want to do it. So choose wisely. Be proactive, not reactive. Think ahead. Say, look, here's this bad thing that's going on, but what am I going to learn on the other side of this? What am I going to take for whenever this happens again? How much stronger are you going to be? So you get to decide that course. Also, another helpful thing is to be positive. Positivity goes a long way when it comes to building resilience. And I want you to remember this. And I said this at the top of the show. Remember that. Tough times do not last. Tough people do. And it's true. It sounds corny, sounds cheesy, but it's the truth. Because if you can outlast the tough times, you're a tough person. It's that simple. You've outlasted the hard times, you're tough. You're rough. You're ready to go. You're ready for the next challenge. But guess what? You're going to have to keep fighting and keep pushing through it. But you don't have to do it alone. Ask for help. Find a friend, a mentor, a family member, someone you can trust and has your back. And what do I mean by this? Someone who's going to listen to you and is going to share with you, but is not going to dictate to you and is not going to use it against you for later on as fodder for something else. No, that's the wrong person. And again, guess what? You might pick that person today and they turn around and use it against you later on. But guess what? You'll never ask them for help again, will you? I don't. It's happened to be more than I care to share. And for the strangest reasons, you know, you think you talk to people and you're sharing with them, look, I'm having this issue, da da da. Next thing you know, they're now sharing it with everybody else. And it's like, well, where was the help there? So when they come asking for help, again, it's life. That's what happens. So just know, find someone. There's always going to be someone who's got your back, someone you can trust. Folks, there are people in your corner all the time. So let me wrap this up. Times are coming. Tough times are coming. Tough times are coming. That's, you can't do anything about that. And change is out in front of that. Those tough times. Change, again, is out in front always. But all that means is you're going to have plenty of opportunities for the rest of your life to learn and grow and build resilience and be resilient. Learn from those that have had, well, bad things happen to them and those that are going to happen to them. And know that bad things have happened to you and bad things are going to continue to happen to you, but so are the good things. So you're going to overcome the difficulties that are coming, but also know the better you are at handling those tough times, the better leader you will be to your followers, because now they can see someone who's, hey, look, she's gone through tough times, he's gone through tough times, and we can too. And we've got someone we can turn to because they've experienced it. And it's just that simple. So again, just remember, it's going to come to an end, but you have this great opportunity to learn. So with that being said, listen, I'm going to wrap this up. You've been listening to episode 182 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I invite you to contact me by email, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram. It's Dave_Guerra. So it's at Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 182 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Join me next time for episode 183, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, everyone, please take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.